T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The automatic voter registration that was passed yesterday in the Senate, I'm not sure if it passed if it was taken up in the Assembly or not, I think is problematic, along with the other host of voting bills that were voted on yesterday. First and foremost is the topic we just talked about, with no money. They're unfunded mandates. It's a state dictating to local communities what must be done, and you've got to figure out how to pay for it. There are some people who choose not to register to vote for whatever reason, but they choose not to. And our first, you would think as a citizen, you got a responsibility to do that. I'd encourage everybody to vote, but if they don't want to, they don't have to. And some people don't want to be registered for whatever reason. Now government's saying you're going to be registered. I'm also concerned about the security and safeguards in place safeguards that won't be in place, that people will register to vote and you'd have some people that are not really not eligible to vote in New York State would be automatically registered. And people would say, well, there's already laws against them voting. That's true. There are laws against them voting. But it's absent documentation. So the individual who shows up at a polling place to vote, their name is there. It's not to the inspector to say whether or not you're eligible to vote or not. You're a Pennsylvania citizen, a citizen of Canada, whatever it might be. It's problematic. It's problematic there as well, among other things. And it also raises, while I don't have it in front of me, so I can't point to the individual portions, there are a couple constitutional issues that are raised with the language the way that it is right now. I can follow up later if you want it on that, but I do have that analysis from our legislative people that speaks to the constitutional issues as well. Absolutely. Some people have more concerns than others. I don't believe that there's this great big conspiracy, but I think the system is susceptible to those that are undocumented and here, undocumented and not eligible to vote in New York State, that would automatically be registered.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.